Okay, Rabosa. We are discussing the inyan of Bosa Shema and Bosa Taima. And we have the machlokas between Abaye and Rava and the Shach and the Ramah. So now we're up to the Aruch HaShulchan on page 8. So he quotes here the Ramah. Da simen dal da masha bedaktek loshen amordechai shevinu masha derach lechumra amru kain. So he wants to say that maybe botzer shmo is lechumra, meaning like this: avad if there's different tam, then you go botzer the tam. And it's, we don't say tam, and you need shishim midaraisa. The chiddush is, even if the tam is the same, klomer, afilu also mashavim tam, but if they're cholok be shame, that's also mimishamin. In other words, it doesn't mean to say only bosashma, even bosashma. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say over here. And that's pshat in Rava, and gam kavonas rabbeinu Ramah yesh lefarsh din. Vach v'erushul idyan min b'minos lina bosa shma, avalos lina bosa taima. Klomar, t'linyan min b'shein amina v'ada is lina bosa taima. T'chol she'ein shovim b'tam, tzarek shishim ach she'shovim b'shein. Ach v'inyan min b'mino lo'z lina bosa taima, lomuk she'shovim b'tam dai b'rov, alav she'shovim b'taima im rach halukim b'shein, have a member shein amino, tzor shishim. Ach vizeh yalol omar zlina af basa taima. Whereas he wants to say pshat and rav is zlina af basa taima, but she should have said that then. He just shouldn't say, as you know, basa shma. You mean, he said af basa shma. So he doesn't like that pshat. That was the first pshat, I mean, he suggests. Because, you see, the big question is, how could you say it's Bosa Shema, which would mean that if it's the same shame and the tam is different, then that's Mimimino, but isn't that the whole Yisod? That if the tam is different, that's when you need Shishim, that's Tam Ki'ikar, that's Mimimashim. Isn't that Pashat, everything we learned? So how could Rava say such a thing? So first he wants to say, Ah, Bosa Shema. He says if he meant that, he should have said that. Harav Wagshul? I can't hear you.
He says no same time, not Marshall
anymore.
If it's Shema and Tom,
yeah.
He should say
Marshall with Yan Yasser. Right. Right. Okay, that's good point. And he says, Vigar nearly the Chol Shnei Devarim Shachalukim Mishmon. So he wants to say like this, that any two things that have a different name, Chalukim Mishmon, Yefshar klal shetam shneim yeshov el gamri. If they have a different name, then mustamed is something in the taste that's also different. Raila dover b'had amrinon chazal basochesh shom chamer chadati beinvi. So it's the same tam. Fanan sadi jeina peir sheshov el gamri b'tamon el kolom elasos b'chin al dekfeva. Pitim yovin yevshav neshe krovim to amim liyos shavim. The lebais is not the same tam. Like new wine, grape juice, and grapes, is not really the same taste. So it doesn't mean that they're 100% the same. Kol heichas the idmar nosin tam ena tam nikir have shiur b'shishim. Klomer, shein tam am nikir b'tarovus l'havchin yinish b'hem tam neisha atomim enam rechokim zeh mizeh. Avom kol mokum hefrei sheish b'tam am v'chein l'dugmo. Mash chosom mordechai, d'ayal v'shor v'eiz, avi gimul mimim, ish shinu hashmam, av sheshavim b'tam. Yana sali shein tam b'osar shor. B'osar shor, b'osar ayal, eiz is not the same taste. Ela kavona l'havchin b'tam, shein b'tarovus, אין בכל אופן, כמו גם גם תמר חלוקים, לפי זה כל דבר שחלוק בשם, חלוק במקצס גם בתן. He says, anything that has a different name, this is chicken, this is meat, anything that has a different name, for sure there's going to be a difference in the time, at least a little bit. But if it's the same shame, and it's different in time, like social chitim, social sa'orim, Yazlina Bosha Shema have a member mino, of Shacholokim Batam. Chemucha Hashem, Megabar Dian Chadosh, Vian Yashan Chalukim Batam, Shavim Bashem. Vemez Mizol, Fiza Olu Duvera Ramacha Hogan, Zetam, Kol Rabusain, Shaposkal, Azlim Bashma, Lobos, Zerach Chumra Bedov, Shacholukim Bashem. In other words, anything, of course you follow Tam. Of course you follow Tam. The Chiddush of the Ramah is that if it's a different shame, you have to be choishish that that's also a different tam. Because once it's a different shame, there's going to be a small difference in tam. Alpia emes gam tam chalukim tzas. El lo shayach b'hutiim am nechav tarov zeh hefesh nikra kol kach. Tavish haluk matam v'shavah b'shem. Enam el om b'dvorm lachim kemo yayin v'mayim o b'arvim l'gami. Demino havigam kem b'shishim. So that's what he's saying, that he means to say that anything that's chaluk b'shem, there's a lot of it's chaluk b'tam, then it's tam k'ikr. Chiddush is, even if it's chalukim b'shem, we have to assume that that means that there's some measure of tam also, and treat it l'chumro, that you need shishim midaraisa. Okay. Oh, wow. Right. As he means to say, is anything that's different in tam, in shame, you have to assume is also chaluk b'tam. In other words, so that's what Rav is saying, a chumra, that in other words, he means to say, if it's chaluk b'tam, if it's chaluk b'tam, for sure, that's called mimshein amino, and you need shishim. But if it's chaluk b'shem, the tam's the same, so you have to be choshish that there's probably some difference in tam also. Once there's a difference in shame, and you have to be machmir to require shishim midaraisa. Kol dovah shavu b'shem, cholok b'mixes gam b'tam. Av nog l'hefech yesh dovah shavu b'shem, cholok b'tam. Right? Diazlin abos ha-shma v'min b'mino av shalukim b'tam. V'emez b'zol yavul chil g'dil ad halach b'lach v'gam b'min b'mino b'shishim v'chein im dovah yovesh yiv lo yofek umom v'izor olu d'vei ramo g'hogav z'atam kol rabbisein shaposkol v'lim b'shma v'lo z'vatayim v'zer Rachumav, Dovish Halukim B'Shem, Levi Kimim B'Shein Amino. Alpia Emes Gam B'Tam Chalukim Ktsas, El Gelo Shayef B'Hutiim of Nesha Taruv, Zain Hefesh Nikar, Kol Kach Shemur Yivar, Dovish Haluk B'Tam, Shove B'Shem, Einam Bel Odvar Malachim, Kumu Ma Yayin Maim, O Mishim Tzar Mal Gamri Yachin, Nima Hav Gam Ke B'Shishim. Okay. Can you learn it down? Yeah. So he says, Chomar, new wine, Chomar Chadas V'Atik, Shnei Minim Heim. Okay. So that's what he's saying, it's a Chomar that anything that you, is Choluk B'Shem, you have to assume there's some difference in time. He's trying to explain the Ramah's view.
The Ramah calls it min b'mino, according to Ramah.
But if it's different, then we're going to treat it like min b'she'en amino. Even though the tam is very similar, it might not be exactly the same, but it's very similar, and that would be min b'she'en amino. Once there's a So if it's chaluk b'tam, then certainly you're going to need shishim. But if it's chalk b'shem, the kiddush is even that. Because we assume that the tam is so different, it's minutia, and we don't care about that. That's not called chaluk b'tam. But if the tam is a little bit different, and the shame is different, so that says we take that minutia and we treat it like it's something significant because it's chaluk b'shem. But really, it's tam is really the, that's what he's trying to do.
Is he trying to explain Rava also?
Correct.
That's not possible to fit in with Rama.
What?
That's not possible to fit in with Rama.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Rama's obviously saying, even if Tom is the same, you have that shame.
If the Tom is the same. Yeah.
I mean, you have the shame.
Okay, let's see. Now, so let's see again. In, yeah.
Doesn't
when Rava says you go baser in the Gemara, he says you go baser shema in the Gemara. In the case in the Gemara, that we say you go baser what? Shame, and that's in the case of. It's the kula that we go, but Rava says, "Hamachadata beinvi." So Abai says that it's considered mimshein amino. Rava says benos. And Rava says benosin tam because it's min. Rabbi says the mashu basa time as linen and Rabbi says basa shma basa shma as linen. So if basa shma as linen, so they're different shameless, so then it's going to be a kula, right? See here it's going to be a kula in certain cases, but that's because over here it's talking about when you have shishim already. But in the case where you don't have shishim, and the question whether you need shishim. So then it's going to be a chumrah. Because then you don't have shishim, and the question is, do you need shishim? So if it's midaraisa. So if you need, so if it's the same, if it's different tam, then you need shishim midaraisa. If it's the same tam, but a different shame, so then you, there's no din of tam. But he's saying is the rubber in that case would be machmir, that if it's a different shame, you have to treat it like mim shein amino, and you need shishim. Because that okay? Good? You got it? Okay. Now take a look again in this Ramah on page. Yeah, I mean, here we don't have the whole page, but let's see if we find it on page. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Let's see if we can find it. Yeah, look on page 11 in the Shulchan Aruch here, in this place here, page 11. Page 11. We're going to go soon. Okay. In Misare v'shein amino, v'nishpach, v'nishe'ein yicholim lamar olam sharo, fil noda she rubo. Okay, we don't have the whole page, but what he's saying is, if it's a suffix shishim, so then what? Then you have to go to chumra. Right? Because it's v'nishe'ein amino. So the placey is the kasha. Fact the placey a kasha. Why do you have to go to chumra? The famous case of nishpach, right? Suffix shishim, but min shein amino, right? So fact the placey. So what's the halacha? We go to chumra. So the question is why? Why don't we just go get a goyisha kfeila, to taste it and see if he tastes. Say he had some nut fall in the cholent. And then it was nishpach, so you don't know if it's shishim or not. So suffix shishim, you have to throw the whole thing out. So the place he says, why do you have to throw the whole thing out? Just get a tfeila and see if he tastes milk. Right? The das ramad shina shame after the shum the time of kara enomino. But he says, behold, like the ramah, it works him good because it's going to be a shina shame because he holds you follow basa shma. He follows basa shma, right? So if he follows basa shma, so that means, even though the time is the same, but Basa Shema, so then you're not going to be able to give it to a guy. Because the guy's not going to be able to taste it, because it's the same time. But it's only a case of what? Of the shame is different, and that's why Mim Shein Amino, so then you won't be able to go to Gefela, because what is the Gefela going to tell you? I taste that it's a different shame? You don't taste the shame. You only taste the time, and the time is the same. So that's why Mother Shein Shame after the shum b'taima kori eno mino go kosher midi di yefshar lamitam aval v'das hashach kosher. Oh, so he says, so the Ramah is better here because now we understand why you had gol chumra by mimashay eno mino suffix shishim. You know why you gol chumra and you don't just get a goy, because according to Ramah, mimashay eno mino means it's a different shame even though it's the same time. So you can't go to a guy to taste, because the guy will tell you it's a different taste. But Mimashayin Amino is a din in different shape. So then it works out good. But if you don't like the Shach, it's difficult. Because the Shach says Mimashayin Amino is a din in tam. So if it's a din in tam, so why do you have to throw it out? Just get a guy. Yes? So you know what he says? Shanafal Otoki Rokas Kazayis. So the case is, you have a kazayas of vegetables. Novel talking about kazayas, but shadavel talking about kazayas what's in the vela. So you have your rockers. You have string beans. And then a kazayas of what's in the vela falls in. And then a kazayas of what? Of kosher falls in. The nishma. You have 59 units of what? Of vegetables. And one unit of kosher milk, and one unit of kosher meat, and one unit of treif meat. 59, one and one. Right? So really, 59, the two kosher things are the irakas and the what? And the kosher meat. So those should add up to be 60 and beat the one kazayas of the vela. Right? And then it was nishpach. So we don't know if we still have 59 plus 1 to beat the 1. Now 59 plus 1 is 60, and that'll beat the 1. Zei yifshe levar, ki afshe margish tam basar, mikum mokum afshe dehaya nosin nun tezeisim yirokas, zeis basar chuta. In other words, you're not going to be able to taste it, because what's going to happen over here? 59, 1 and 1. So if someone's going to taste it, what is he going to taste? He's going to taste meat. Because there are two kazesim of meat. But one is kosher and one is not. So he's definitely going to taste meat. Because it's 59 to 2. So he's definitely going to taste meat. Because it's not batal b'shishim. Right? Because you have 59 tastes of yirakos, 2 tastes of meat. But then you'll taste the meat because it's not batal b'shishim. It's not bottle b'shishim. It's not bottle b'shishim. Right? So my friend, So what is the guy going to tell me? I taste meat. Of course you taste meat. But the question is that still might be okay. Because you still have 59 plus 1 of kosher connected to 1. So that's a fascinating question. What's the din if you have 59 yirakos, kazaisim of yirakos, 1 kazayis of kosher, and 1 kazayis of treif? So in that case, and then there's a suffix whether we have that or not. So what are you going to say? Go get a guy? But even if we have 59-1-1, the guy's still going to say he tastes meat. But that doesn't mean it's definitely usher, because maybe he's tasting the meat because there's kosher meat there. So he says, "Sarach lom shenafel talk to Rachel Sazai's boss in the Vela, and his eyes shtuta, the nishpach lo nono yim hayo yrokha shishim b'tziruf Zayis boss of shkuta, bottle zayis of the Vela, or lo, v'zei yif shal avar, ki afshar margish tam bosser, yikom lokha yashar yay nun ta zayis in yrokha, the zayis boss of shkuta, yikha shishim, yikom lokha margish tam zayis shkuta." So Vela, that's why, so for that scenario, you won't be able to follow the guy. Because there might be shishim, but the guy will still taste meat. Because if you have 59 yirakos, 1 kosher, 1 treif, then he'll taste the meat. Because in terms of yirakos, it's 59 yirakos and 2 meat. But really, it could be batel. Yeah, we're going to go. But it could be batel. Right? It could be batel. So go tell a guy. But the guy will say he tastes meat. Of course he's going to taste meat. But that doesn't mean it's usher. And the Prima Gadim speaks on this as well. Yeah, he says... In on page 13. Page 13. Ayin Tad, the crazy place is Hikshel, Tamek Fela, Tirsham, Zai's the Vela, Zai's Kuta, the Yerokas, the Mishpah, the other name, Hayashishim Negan the Vela. The name Mad Pshidale, the Tapakum was a Psycha. So it's Pashut that it's according to the place, you know, what's the din? The Mutarasa. According to the place, 59, 1 and 1. There's mutter or asr? What? What? 59, 1 and 1. There's mutter or asr?
At the beginning, it was mutter before the nishpach happened. It was mutter.
There's mutter.
When you...
It's mutter. It's just...
But when it was mutter...
Because it's bottle.
The issue becomes heter.
So he says, he named Adab Shitale, the Stapakum was a psycho, the high cabin, and that's a ruba iser, came to Tam Nirgash. In other words, he's saying, it's Pashat, it's Mutter, and then we're going to have to go. In other words, we know for sure, if it's a Safik, that's one thing. But if it's for sure 59, 1 and 1, then it's Batal Bashishim. Because the 59 Yerakas is kosher, the 1 Kazayas of Basar is kosher. So 59 and 1 is 60, and the other thing is batel.
Yeah.
So it's the only thing is, if it's a suffix, then you have to go to Chumrah. And the question that the place he asks, why don't you just get a guy? So the answer is, the guy's not going to help. Because a guy will say, taste meat, but that doesn't mean that it's a problem. Because of course you're going to taste meat. Because the two meats will combine together, that you'll have the taste of meat. So he says, so it's poshut to the placey that if you know for sure that there's 59 yirakos and 1 kosher meat and 1 treif meat, that it's going to be batal. That's for sure. But he says, the Rebbe Gadim says, but for me I wasn't so sure. Because maybe once you taste meat, that's called like nikar issa, like we saw from the Marshad, from the Rashba. It's nikar issa. Because you taste meat, and he says, "I can give it a tam nirgash peich or kol yitam who osru." Okay? That's here. If you want to see the Prima Gaudium, it's here on page 14. Nistapachti. Chatzi zayis bosu shchutim, chatzi zayis bosu nevel, shenofim l'shloshim. It's the same shayla. You have shloshim, and it's chatzi kezayis, so it's bottle b'shishim. But there's chatzi kezayis of shchut and chatzi kezayis of nevel. So if it's chatzi zayis, so it's bottle b'shishim, but l'maisi you're going to taste the meat. It's the same type of shayla, but instead of 59.11, you do 30, a half and a half. So imutar is a mutar or sir? Well, do we say that l'maisa you have shishim of heter connected to isser? Or dil makevin da achshav hatam basa nirgash v'keich ochel yitam you can have it toim tamad di isura because l'maisa is kimo shakosav harashba b'chidushav. So he thinks that, well, at least he entertains the possibility that it could be Osir. According to the placey, it was Pashat that it was Mutter. The only question is, when you have a Suffolk, or something like that, then we have a Suffolk Shishim, then that could be a discussion. So they want to bring a Raya from the Rambam, in Mishnah of Orla, Perek Bey's Mishnah Tezvav, and the Rambam quotes it in Perek Tezayin, Halacha Gimel. So let's look it up. Yeah, take a look in the Mishnah here, page 15. Tavlin Shal Truma, you have spices of Truma, the Shalkilei HaKerem, Shenoflu B'Gederim. So if Truma Kedei HaKerem should not look there, Lo Be'elu Kedei LaTabel, Lo Be'elu Kedei LaTabel, because each one is not Nikr, the Isser, it's not a strong enough taste, it's Batal, it's Tarfu V'Tiblu, so it's Tarfu V'Tiblu, in other words, it's different Isurim, but if each one is Batal, but if you put them together, you'll be able to taste the tavlin. And the tavlin is Isser. Part of the tavlin is Isser Truma, part of the tavlin is Isser Kilei HaKerem. But he says, Lo Be'el Kedei LaTavlin, Starf V'Tiblu, Osu L'Zorim, Umuto L'Kohanim. So he says, it's Osu L'Zorim, because the bottom line is, a Zar is Osu B'Truma, he's Osu B'Kilei HaKerem. And he's going to taste that tavlin. So he's tasting tavlin. For tavlin, but for him, it's both osir. But the question is like this. It's mutter for the kohen. Why? Because kohen, the truma is mutter for him. So the truma goes on the heter side. But the question is, but l'maisi, you're going to taste tavlin. So if you hold 59, 1 and 1, the case we had before, is mutter, is aser, because like the Prima Gaudium was suggesting, then this Mishnah doesn't make any, is very difficult. Because the Mishnah is saying that even you taste the tavlin, but l'maisa for the Kohen, he's tasting it, and it's mutter, because he has 59 heter, and another one heter, it was true, was mutter for him, and one iser, so it's mutter. But if you want to say that mice, if you taste the tavlin, and tavlin is the dover iser, and the mice you are tasting tavlin, and that's usser, like what the Prima Gaudium suggested, then you won't be able to explain this Mishnah. So the Prima Gaudium is saying, you see from this Mishnah, that it must be that even though you can taste the tavlin, but you have 59 one and one, it's going to be brutal. He says, "Amay mutter la kohanim." The Prima Gaudium says on page 14, "Hatama lo batel." It's tarfa heter ima iser, very nirgash atam, tam kikir v'torl. So it must be that, so even though you taste the tam, it doesn't matter, because l'maisa, it's not tam of iser. It's only... So you see that it's not a tam of iser, so even though you taste it, it doesn't matter, you need a tam of iser. And he says here in the Prima Gaudium here on page 19, it says, "Tamin achem evatlin mashmanami hetter iser hashavim b'tamon shenafel leinam mina b'teilim kol sheyeshishim neger iser." He says it's mutter. The question is, how could he even have a suffix? But that's the interesting shaila. But from that Mishnah Pashas, you see that it's mutter. Okay. Let's see what else here. Okay, and then there's another halacha of min b'mino v'she'eno mino. What if you have three things? You have min b'mino she'eno, kosher milk, treif milk, and then and salad. Now, Rabbi Huda has a shita. We never mentioned him yet. Rabbi Huda's shita is... Rabbi Huda's shita is... But min b'mino is not batal midaraisa. That's Rabbi Huda's shita. Min b'mino is not batal. How does he know that? Because the Torah says on page 21... In other words, you take the blood from the dam hapar. The par is very big. The soyer is a goat. It's very little. And you mix them together. And you still call it dam hapar and dam hasoyer. Why? Because you shouldn't call it dam hasoyer anymore. Because it's batal. Yeah, it's batal b'shishim. The par is much bigger than the soyer. Elavot, but what do you see from here? That min b'mino is not batal. Because that's why it's still dam par, dam soyer. For Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we said min b'mino is batal b'shishim, midaraisa is batal b'rov, b'drabban shishim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, min b'mino is not batal. The others say that this pasuk is only by kodshim, so it's a special din by kodshim that min b'mino is not... is not bottle. So there is a discussion by min b'mino v'she'eno mino. What's it then if you have min b'mino and she'eno mino? So the Gemara says, we say Salek es mino kemisha eno. Yeah. Have you ever had a Shulchan Aruch? I think in the sense. Well, yeah, Tzarichas, yeah. Yeah, Tzarichas. Thank you. Yeah. Aber mir sagt es beschein am Minu, wenn ich bei Ihnen schäle, ich hole im Hammer, für den Dodo, ich habe mich hätte, also. Now, what if something is Arab Minu, und ich habe eine Minu? Yenishpach. Being Shainu Cholam Lamar or Sharu. Venoda Shahaya Rubo Heter Mimino. Rome Shaino Mino Kiil Shaino. Vashamino Rabo Lobavatlo. In other words, say you have. We never did this case before. Min. This case in the Gemara has a case of Min. Min Mino and She'eno Mino. Kosher milk, treif milk, and mashed potatoes. And then it was Nishpach. And we know that it was Rov of Mino. It was a suffix whether it was Shishim. So Rovim et She'eno Mino Ki'ilu Eino. So from the perspective of the Mimamino, it's a suffix to Rabbonim. From the perspective of Min B'Sheinu Mino, it's a suffix to Raisa. So you had Min, you have Min B'Mino and B'Sheinu Mino. Kosher milk, treif milk, and mashed potatoes. So the kosher, the treif milk to the kosher milk is Min B'Mino. The treif milk to the mashed potatoes is Min B'Sheinu Mino. So you have a suffix, so... So from the perspective of this Mimbamino, it's a suffix shishim l'chumran, and from the perspective of the milk and the milk, it's a Mimbamino. And that's a suffix derabana, which is the only shishim. From the perspective of the treif milk and the mashed potatoes, that's a suffix deraisa. So well, how do we do it? So he says he can be makel. He can be makel. And say that what? That Salekis, make believe the Enomino is not there, and just look at it from the perspective of a Mimbamino. That's the concept of the Gemara, that Salekis, Enomino, finish Eno, the Mino of Rabba of Love and Mavatla. So, now this Gemara is the Gemara in Chulin, but it's talking about a different case. It's talking about the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, take a look on page 24, Menachos Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, first line, page 24, Amar Rav Rava. Sav Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Shehu Min, B'mino, V'dover Achas, Salek Es Mino, Kimi She'eno, She'eno Mino, Rava Vola B'vatma. See there, Min B'mino is the Chumrah. Because Mim Amino, according to Yehuda, is never bottom. So there you have to say, what? Salek is Mino, Kimisha Eno. So let's forget about the kosher milk, just look at the treif milk and the mashed potatoes. Right? So that's the case. Because Rabbi Yehuda, it was, if you have Mim Amino, that's a bad thing, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Mim Shein Amino can be bottom, but Mim Amino is never bottom. So Rabbi Yehuda says you could still be makel according to me because you can look at it only from the perspective of the milk and the mashed potatoes. You'll say salek as mino kemisheino sheino mino lavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav So the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rashba, gives another case of min b'mino b'sheina mino, aliba de hilchasa, where min b'mino is the kula and min b'sheina mino is the chumra, and you can say the same thing. Just like Rabbi Yehuda said, salek as what? As mino, k'misha eino. So we'll say what? Salek as eino mino. So that's the case in Shulchan Aruch. Misar mino b'sheina mino nishbach, you say the same thing. That's the Mechaber quotes this from the Rashba. So the Shach doesn't like this. He says, because how can you say that? Over there, the minos is going to be the problem. Okay, so you say salek is that. But here, how can you say salek? The bottom line is, if you have min b'mino, m'shein amino, if you're going to taste the potatoes, you're going to taste the tam of milk. Maybe, because if you don't have shishim. So then how can you say salek is shemin? It's a metzias. There's metzias tam. By the case in the Gemara, where we're using the din of salek, aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, who's, you know, who the mimbamino is the problem, and you have to say salek to get rid of the mimbamino and only look at a mim shein amino. So then I can understand. But the Shach says, how do you understand that over here? How do you understand it by the case of salek shein amino? Salek amino I can understand, but salek shein amino, you're defying a reality. Because the bottom line is there is taste. So Rabbi Konigsberg in the Sefer says from Rav Soloveitchik that maybe, you know, this idea of that the Shachal is l'shitaso. The Shachal always looks at the reality of Tav. That's why he argues with the Ramah. So the reality of Tav doesn't make a difference. But you can look at it just as a shear, not from the reality of Tav, just as a shear. Dimbittle, not necessarily with the reality of Tom, and then maybe it could work even in the Mechaber's case. He says, Nir Dashach, Rabbi Konigsberg has it on page 28. Nir Dashach, Haven Yatzar Ha'echad, Tzarek Shishim Karoz, Mimim Shadok, Yudim Asalk Tam, Yisra Bim Tzias. So then it won't work by mim, if it's mim amino, shein amino. Chol shatam b'yis and nirgash is going to be nirgash in the mashed potatoes. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba that it works even in that case. So it's a nirgash, yashiv, that's a Rashba, the chol shatam b'yis and the salik is mino, and heki tesi, he said, nirgash is the ikar, so the salik, so it's just halachas and taruvas. If it works for one taruvas, it works for the other. It's not halachas in tam, you know, in the metzias. It's just dinim and bittel. So dinim and bittel, you say it's batel l'gabi this taruvas, it's batel l'gabi that taruvas. You know, you're not working with the metzias. Okay, you have to think about it. But that's the Shach's Kasha. So at some point there, Rabbi Gadak pointed out, it's the same type of Kasha that he asked on the Ramah. That how could you say, Basa Shema, but the Baisi, you taste it if it's, you know. But the same thing over there. How can you say, Salekis She'en Amino? But the Ein Amino's there. And you can taste the milk, the treif milk in the mashed potatoes. So even the case in the Gemara where it's mimbamino, b'shein amino, that mimbamino is the problem. It's not saying a bottle, so then you can say salek as mino and you only deal with the she'en amino. But over there, there's not going to be any tam. So it's only going to be the halacha of mimbamino ain't a bottle, but that we don't have to look at it as mimbamino because there's a she'en amino there also. Okay, everybody, so if you didn't follow this last part, you'll say it over. Every talk will help you. You'll say it over to each other. It's not so... You have to think about it. Okay, it's good to think. And okay, but these in Yonim, you'll just put it together. And okay, yeah. So Bez Hashem, every talk will Bez Hashem be here Sunday, Bez Hashem. And then we'll start King Sharon, packet 12. And then one of these days we should discuss amongst ourselves. You let me know, when you would like to have a little b'china. So we'll give you a little chazar time, a little b'china. That's good. And you let me know. But it's good. These things require time to have it absorbed in you. And just say it over, really understand it. Speak to Rabbi Shreems also. He'll be happy to speak to you. And these in Yonim. Okay, everybody. I'm sorry we had a little music here, but it's good.